Hey y'all. First, let me just say thank y'all for tuning in. Today has been a day. I don't really have a specific topic. I'ma just let God lead my heart to say what needs to be said, and hopefully it can help someone else as well as myself. You know, I'm always a student, even when I'm the teacher. Okay, so you know, I just want to speak on being your own hero. I know it's a lot of us out here who are constantly doing and doing and doing for other people. You know, people that you love, people that you care about, people that you can't live without. I mean, your family, friends, frenemies, whatever it may be. Your children, you know, you always on the go. You always on the move. You always got something to do. But what about you, though, sis? You know, really, what about you? When it turns time for you to be the one who's in need, who's there with you? Who's there with you? Really, ask yourself that. And this is going out to all the doers, the people who are the rescuers, the heroes who are always there for other people. You know, it's time for us to start being our own heroes, okay? Save your day. Seriously. When you know you got things that you need to take care of or things that you want to do, whether it's just fold the laundry and wash dishes. Don't put other stuff ahead of that when it's important to you that you get it done. You know what I'm saying? When that's something that's, when it's something lingering over your head all the time and you know you need to take care of it, but you running your homegirl to the grocery store because she needs to go to the grocery store and she ain't got no car, that's not your problem. That's not your problem. Take care of what you got to take care of. Focus on yourself. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to be there to save you. That's usually how it works with the people who are constantly putting themselves out there to help other people. When they're in need, there's no one there to save you. Because all the people who are around you are people who need help. They can't help you. You know, focus on being your own hero. And if you're forgetful, take your time, write down things that you need to get done, post it up on the refrigerator or, you know, the front door so that you know what needs to get done at every turn. It's right there in your face. Remember, you got to do this. Remember, you got to do that. You know, we got to be diligent out here because time waits for no man. And once the clock has ticked, it has stopped, okay? Then you playing catch up the next day trying to take care of your business, but you didn't make sure your homegirl was cool. Come on now, y'all. We got to get it together. And when I say we, I'm not speaking French. I'm talking about us. We got to get it together. You know, so do what you need to do to make sure that you are a hero for yourself. Put you first. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no a whole bunch of times. I don't care if you told a no 3 times in a row, him no, whoever it is. If you can't do it, you can't do it. You got to take care of you. Now, when your schedule is clear and you ain't got nothing else to do, you know, on your mind that you need to take care of, then it's okay if you, you know, want to help someone else out. But make sure that your stuff is in order. Straight up. Straight up. That's the lesson for today. Not that I'm... I had to laugh when I said that's the lesson for today. But it really is. I was going to clarify that and say, you know, not that I'm the teacher, but, you know, I'm not going to clean that up. That is the lesson for today because I know there's people out here that need to hear that. I know I'm not the only person out here that's always there for other people. And then you have loose ends that, you know, need to be tied. So get your loose ends and tie them on up. Take care of your business. And stop being so accessible to people who always need something. Take care of yourself. Don't feel bad about it either. Because I know how it is when you got a good heart and you feel like, dang, that's messed up. I could have took her to the grocery store. No, you couldn't. You need to do what you got to do for yourself, whatever it is. I don't care if it's just soaking the bathtub with some candles around it. If that's what you need at the time, that's what your spirit calling for, then that's what you do. Let her figure that out. God got her. She got to know how to lean on God, not on you. That was deep. That was deep. You know, for real. Lean on God. And I got another thing to say. You know, when you the one when you the person that's always strong in other people's eyes, it like just constantly make it through this and make it through that. You know, you just straight a no limit soldier out here in these streets. Some people don't expect you to break. They think you're unbreakable. And I'm going to say to those people, everybody has their moment. You know, when that person is always strong, have a moment and break down, whether it's crying or just being alone. Don't point your finger at that person like you need to toughen up. No, you can't be like this. You can't do that. You got to get it together. No. When you're not in somebody else's shoes, you can't say how they're supposed to feel. I mean, I've had somebody straight tell me.
Sonya Speaks will be right back after this short break.
Like get it together. And I'm sitting here like, I've been carrying so much on my shoulders for so long. And I smile and I have a great sense of humor through it all. But I'm not unbreakable, you know? I'm going to have a moment where I break down at some point. Because for one, I'm an imp. Yeah, if y'all know what that means. I'm a person who feels everything. Like, I feel your pain, his pain, her pain. That's why I don't even like to watch the news. I don't like when people tell me about their deep stuff that's going on in their life with their health. I hate it. Because I take that on. You know what I'm saying? It's not on purpose. It's just, that's just how it is. Like, soon as I heard, I'm like, you know. I'm a very empathetic person, very feeling type of person. And when I hear those type of things, like, so I'm carrying all that weight along with, you know, the weight of the world. So y'all got to be there for that person that's always the strong person sometimes. Even if it's just to listen, you know, because we all need that. We all need that. You know, more than likely, you're most often, you don't need to give feedback. Sometimes a person just wants someone to listen to what they got to say. You know, I'm sitting here looking at these pictures on my wall. It's two pictures on my wall in my living room of like some tribal elephants. They're actually very beautiful. And I'm looking at how big and how strong they are. You know? But I don't know if it's a myth, but I'm going to treat it as if it's not. These big, strong elephants will go into a panic when they see a little tiny mouse. These big, strong elephants. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it don't have to be a big situation that make you break or that just bring you to the point of tears. You know, it can be the smallest little thing. You done made it through all kind of stuff. And then it's just this small little hair just lands on your lap. And now all of a sudden you're in tears. It's like, it's crazy, but that's how it be sometimes. So when you see that strong person having a moment, let them have a moment. Don't make them feel guilty because they not being strong at that point in time. Like, dang. Y'all. I'm here to just learn as I go. You hear me? I'm still a student. You know? And I know what I'm saying will help somebody. Even if it's just me. Because like I said, I'm still learning as I go. And I know God got something amazing for me. You know? I know He do. You know, I got to stop being so hard-headed, though. I am kind of hard-headed, you know. So if you're a little hard-headed like me, come on, stop being hard-headed. Sometimes we do stuff just like as a rebellion. You know, I noticed that about myself. Sometimes I do stuff just as a rebellion. Like, just like, no, you're not going to boss me around. You're not going to tell me what to do type of thing. You know? And then I feel like, wow, I be feeling like, man, I'm the most sweetest, kindest, innocent. I don't know how innocent, but I am innocent to a degree. I'm just so freaking cool and awesome. I really am. I really am. I'm really quite freaking dope, if I must say myself, you know. And I'm, you know, it's not about being arrogant or nothing like that. I just know, you know what I'm saying? I'm really freaking dope. I'm cool, you know. Great personality. Great person. Very kind-hearted. You know. Very sincere. And I go through the most treacherous things. I'll be like, I have to laugh. And it ain't to keep from crying, honestly. It's because the shit do be funny sometimes. I be like, Lord, what's your point? What is your point? I'm here for it. I really want to know. I'm really just like logging. I guess this is a blog. Because I really had no specific topic. But I just want y'all to know I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And like I said, take care of yourself. Be your own hero. So that you can be the boss that you truly are. So y'all take care of yourselves. Be your own kind of beautiful, unapologetically. Holla.